and welcome everyone in to the Sales Yak Podcast, a show where we seek to show you whether sales is right for you by exposing you to the wide variety of sales environments that are out there today. Whether you're getting into sales, considering sales, or in sales already and wondering if it's the right career path, listen in as we discover different aspects of different sales roles and help you decide whether you should stay in it for the long term. Don't forget to check out our sister show, the Career Yak Podcast, where we have interviews with different entrepreneurs and professionals from different industry, including sales-related content. And if you like what you hear today and value what you hear, consider supporting the show. Link will be in the show notes as well. So before we get started, today's verse of the day is Job 27:6. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. So in today's episode, I want to talk about if you want to be in sales, you will go through slumps, and there will be ups and downs. I think one of the things that is preached in a wrong fashion to students, whether you're in high school and college, or is that your career should be linear and that your career should be always an upward steady trajectory, when that is just not the case. Same goes for sales. So if you're in sales, you probably have already experienced and know this, but do you always have better and better and better quarters, months, years, hopefully, and hopefully, obviously, as you progress in your career, you get more skilled and you get promoted and things like that. However, there are factors we cannot always control, such as economy, territory, things of that nature. Maybe you lose your edge and change jobs, and the sales position at a new job is not as as good of a fit or something like that. Sometimes you can go through up and down seasons because of what you sell does truly have seasonality to it. So for instance, I sell in the construction industry in New England, and New England is very seasonal when it comes to construction. So a lot of times people aren't working as much in the winter, which can affect their buying decisions. Sometimes they're more available and they're ready to meet, but they don't want to buy because of less cash flow, things like that. But sometimes they don't want to buy in the summer because they're too busy. So you just have to feel out what is your industry, what is your fit, and then plan for those seasonal changes accordingly if you have them. But I think slumps are truly different than more seasonality, if you will. Slumps can be just you're having a quarter where you're struggling. You're having a month or consecutive months where you're not selling as much as you would like. You're not hitting your quota. What I would say, if you want to be in sales and you're not, most sales teams, most companies will have quotas that you will be given, that you will be expected to hit. And typically, you'll be bonused, get above and beyond commission maybe if you go above and beyond your quota. So it's important to stay the course, if you will, when you do hit a rough patch, because not every quarter or month is created the same. So my tips for getting out of a slump would be, first, value the process. So that would mean sometimes it is a timing thing, and sometimes you can't control every factor. So if you're making your prospecting calls, if you're sending out your emails, and you're working X amount of hours a day, reaching out to new prospects or existing customers or whatever your specific role is, and you're keeping track of all those metrics, and you're saying, I'm doing the same things, why isn't it generating what I need it to, then just be aware that sometimes the timing ebbs and flows, and sometimes closing deals comes in waves. So value the process, stay the course, keep making phone calls, keep prospecting, and stick with it. I think that's very important. Number two, I would say, is evaluate the scenario. So evaluate, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So evaluate, all right, so you're not making sales. Why is that? Is there a reason? And is there something that you need to change up or do differently in order to do that? So while you should value the process and keep doing what you're doing from an activity level standpoint, maybe what you do need to do is evaluate, all right, I'm prospecting, I'm making my calls. However, am I making all my calls to the right people? Am I targeting the right prospects? Am I calling cell phones or calling during the right time of day? Things like that. So important to evaluate what are you doing now and what can you change. Also seek out mentorship, seek out other opinions on your sales team or your boss or whoever it may be. What can you do differently? So evaluate what is it that you can improve upon. So third would be actually change and apply what you think you can change in your processes, and so that you create a better system and create a system that will ideally get you more opportunities and help close you more deals. So third would be change and apply those. Make sure you also in that set goals and set benchmarks and metrics and timelines that you want to hit these goals by. You know, say you're behind in the year, you're supposed to sell 100,000 in the first quarter and you've only sold 50 after the first quarter. Say, all right, here's my goals. I'm going to make that up over the next two quarters, and here's how I'm going to do it. So make sure you, as you change and apply new methods, set goals to track everything. So that's kind of my tips of how to handle a slump when they come. But one thing to remember is don't be surprised that sales is a bit of an up and down roller coaster. I think if you do the right processes, you can definitely have a steady sales career. It doesn't always, hopefully, have to be so do or die. However, there are things you can't control that sometimes slumps will come. So it's also important during the good times, during a month where you're just absolutely killing it, or a quarter or a year where the economy is booming and you can't do anything wrong, make sure you have a sense of urgency and take advantage of the situation as much as possible, because you never know when the best of the best times will stop, and you never know when the a little bit slower rough patches will come into play as well. So hopefully that helped. If you want to get into sales, don't expect it to be a linear sloped trajectory, but also learn and do everything you can to make sure you continue to move forward and become more skilled and create as steady of a sales career as possible. So hope that helped for those of you in sales or looking to get into sales. Definitely, hopefully that was an interesting lesson. If you have suggestions on your end and you're in sales, feel free to email me. I'd love to hear from you as a fellow salesperson, see what you have to say, and learn from you all as well. Email me at careeryakpod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks again for listening. And again, if you like what you hear and value this content, consider supporting the show. Link will be in the show notes. Don't forget to check out our other podcast, the Career Yak Podcast. Link will be in the show notes, or search Career Yak wherever you listen to podcasts.